from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, that sucked. Bills 9, Steelers 3, but the good news is none of it counts. And maybe even the better news is none of it really matters. In the end, it really doesn't matter. That wasn't a song. Who said that?
Metallica sang that.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Malsey.
You're lying, by the way, to start with. You're not. You're betraying your feelings right off the bat.
Because I'm gonna. If you think I'm betraying my feelings, wait till you get a load of my opening salvo here. Don, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic.
We have fans and media calling for Fields. Do you agree? I do not. I'm gonna just start right there. Fields, I thought, was the better of the two quarterbacks. Russell Wilson wasn't able to do much. He almost had an amazing throw and catch with Pickens. I still think that might have been a catch, but they ruled it an incomplete pass on the field. He had 5 possessions. Nothing really happened. He got sacked a ton, which was his bugaboo last year in Denver. I also am of the opinion that we shouldn't be going through a fine-tooth comb on a 35-year-old quarterback in an exhibition game. I don't think I ever looked at Ben in an exhibition game and said, oh no, this portends doom in the season when he was up there, when he was longer in the tooth. So we've got 59% of the people that listened to this show saying that Fields should start week one. That they are still so brainwashed and so reactionary to what they see in August football that they want a quarterback change already. Dan Orlovsky went on Get Up this morning and said the same exact thing. You got to go with Fields.
But didn't
Didn't
you want Fields to be the quarterback anyway? So really those people agree with you because you've never changed your tune?
Hold on. I think Fields, in the end, will be the better quarterback. I do. I think Fields eventually will give the Steelers the best chance to win. But I'm not 100% sure of that. And I don't want to already discard Wilson. I want to at least give the guy a shot because I think there's also a chance that he's good. These are lottery tickets that we have. I don't want to, before they read the Powerball numbers, I don't want to just crumple up one ticket and throw it in the garbage before the season even starts, Chris. So that's why I want Wilson, but he would be on a very short leash for me, starting with Atlanta.
I guess I won't belabor the point that I'm mildly surprised, although the fact that maybe... I don't know. I should have seen this coming. Usually you telegraph, you overcommit to something, and then I know you're actually going to take the other position. But I would then say that we're a boring pair right now because nothing I really saw from either quarterback moved me off my spot in this game, which was that Wilson should be the starter, and I think he's going to hold on to the job. If you were going to make a case for Justin Fields, I think it's based on one thing. He is the far more mobile player
yep.
with a line that looked like a sieve in front of him.
Which was my case for him getting early season reps from the very beginning.
But that, to be very clear, fine, if that was your case, getting early season reps, fine. But that belies a much bigger problem.
The offensive line.
Which I think is the story of this game. And we can get into it later, but as far as it pertains to the quarterbacks,
okay, so if you think the line is the story of the game, then how much should the line impact who you start at quarterback?
I don't want to take that, like, defeatist, I'm not going to say living in your fears, because there's got to be a better term for it that I haven't heard 10 million times before. I'm not going to take that defeatist attitude to who gets my quarterback job, like, assume that my line's going to suck all year, and then act accordingly, because guess what? If the line is that bad, you can put Fran Tarkenton back there. You could probably put Patrick Mahomes back there and only be mildly better if you're just going to have a quarterback hit his fifth step of the drop and be under siege right away.
So you don't come out of this game more worried about Wilson and more excited about Fields?
Not really. I didn't think Fields looked that good. I thought he made a couple plays.
He's definitely fun.
We know, yeah, but we knew that he was
definitely fun.
We knew he was fun. We knew the vibes were good. We know guys like him. We know he can do cool stuff. Charlie Batch, one of the most impressive plays you'll see a quarterback make, sure. I also just watched Justin Fields still do, like, some of the same annoying stuff where he misses throws that you feel like should be there. He doesn't maybe see the whole field. He missed a wide open receiver.
Well, the Twitter police were out on that one with me and said that the guy, if he just kept running, would have caught a touchdown. I know people that were in that end zone that said, stretch Armstrong, you could have had Manute Bull try to catch that ball.
I know.
And
he wouldn't have been able to do it.
And I say that as a generally supportive Fields guy, but I'm also not in the, I am over the excuse making for quarterbacks. And it's always somebody else's fault.
If he puts a good ball out there, it's an easy touchdown.
Agreed.
And he didn't throw a good ball. If Kenny threw that ball, I would be lambasting him for it.
Yes, you would. And I would have been making excuses for him, but I have turned over a brand new leaf.
That leaf is gold-plated right now.
Donnie, are you among the fans and media calling for Fields? Have you been...
You get to be both, because you're really the man that straddles both lines.
If there's a guy that shows up like the fan that has the defense sign at games, this man knows that fence very well.
Oh, yeah.
He loves the fence.
He's a true man of the people and a fan, but he's also a big M member of the
media. Well, he's a guy that will sometimes say, I see it both ways. He's not afraid to admit
that. He's like
a
hammerhead shark. He's looking each way at all times.
I mean, no, we're not going to jump to Justin Fields right away.
Okay. Because 59% of our listeners say that's what they want them to do.
And who cares? Half the guys he was facing, and he didn't tear it up, by the way. He had some fun moments. I do think a better receiver maybe catches that ball in the end zone, but that's neither here nor there. He's playing against half a team of future gym teachers, or what does Pomp call them?
Future bartenders
of America.
Yeah.
And he still wasn't tearing it up. No. Let Russell Wilson be the starting quarterback.
Well, hold on a second, though. That right there, though, is interesting. Because that means that Donnie actually has the exact opposite take of most of our listeners and also Dan Orlovsky. Orlovsky is saying that Fields impressed enough to be the starter. Donnie is actually saying that this is actually a step backwards for Fields. That he shouldn't be in the starting quarterback conversation because he can't even look great against scrubs.
Having also all the first team work all camp and having gotten way more reps in general than Russell Wilson, I actually agree with that. There should be an expectation that if practice makes perfect in theory, and just having been out there more should help a guy, he should look a lot better than Russell Wilson, and he didn't. Orlovsky's entire thesis case, it is very obvious Dan Orlovsky went into his film breakdown of this game, and I like Orlovsky. You know,
was he biased? He went in as a biased broker?
He went in, and we knew he probably liked Fields. Do you want to know what his entire thesis point was for why Wilson didn't look good? He cited the 4-yard quick out to Jefferson, when if he had thrown the ball over the middle to, I think, Calvin Austin sitting down in a zone, he would have gotten 6 yards. I am aware that football is not only a game of yards, it is a game of inches, but to micro-analyze a play where you got 2nd and 6 instead of 2nd and 4 and say that it reveals like a fatal flaw that should get this guy put to the bench is insane. He probably thinks then that somebody who runs out of the end zone because he thinks it's 11 yards deep should be like thrown out of the NFL forever.
Yeah, we have the audio. I have to be honest with you. I posted it. I really didn't pay that much attention listening to it.
He broke down one play. And it was a play, he goes, yeah, it was a completed pass, but it could have been a 2 yards better pass. We're already doing this in the preseason? I know it is your job, Dan. You are very good at it.
Well, you're proud of me because I'm actually not doing that. I'm doing the exact opposite this year. I am not putting a ton of stock in it. I still think Russell Wilson can be a good quarterback.
The other thing, too, is, hold on. I agree with you. I think he can and will be. I think he will be good this year.
I'm not that convinced.
I have a little bit of faith for some reason. Did we all just... I also heard people crucifying Arthur Smith's offense. So suddenly we expected that Arthur Smith was going to buck the trend of most teams and actually show his cards. I'm not expecting this to be the Kansas City Chiefs, the Niners, the Dolphins when they're high-flying. I'm not. I'm hoping for like about 14th to 16th in scoring offense. But the notion that you can draw sweeping conclusions about Arthur Smith based on that game and like what their scheme is going to look like, I think is farcical.
I think that's one of my favorite parts of the Steelers preseason so far. People just jumping all over the Arthur Smith offense, all because last year in the preseason, Matt Canada coached like he was Bill Walsh and Kenny Pickett played like it was 05 Peyton Manning.
Yeah, it's like these fans have amnesia and are not taking into account that last year we overreacted to good things. Now bad things are happening and people still want to overreact. I mean, I think there are a couple things we can do that with, but frankly, Wilson is not one of them for me yet. I thought Fields was fun. That play that he made there that we played to open was pretty impressive.
It was very impressive. He was taking time to readjust his face mask on the run. It was wild.
They did more of the read option stuff, and he is dangerous in those situations.
There's no doubt about
any
of that.
And I think if you build an offense around that, that would keep defensive coordinators up at night. But I'm going to put that on the back burner because I still want to see what Russell Wilson can do when the games count.
And I'm okay with a shorter leash for him right now than I maybe had because Fields' running is so obvious that it can sustain an otherwise mediocre passing attack. But that's the only change I...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Would make pony.
So cleanliness, I want to put drives together and end it with points. I think we had long drives. I think we converted on some third downs. And, like I said, we got in the red zone a couple of times. But I think next week we just got to end those with touchdowns or points. So that's the biggest thing. You can have however many yards and do this and do that. But if, you don't end the drive with points, then none of it's matter. Just score touchdowns. I think that's the biggest thing.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. That's Justin Fields. More of you than I thought believe he should start against Atlanta. Almost 60% of our listeners say Fields should wrestle that job away from Russell Wilson. You don't like what you see from Wilson. You think he's washed.
When you put the poll question up, and again, it was a very robust performing poll question, almost 6,000 votes, what did you think the percentages would be?
70% Wilson. Because I thought I was going to be inundated with hit over the head with, here we go again, asking questions off of stupid preseason games. This is idiotic. It's got to be Russell Wilson. You can't lose your job because of preseason performance, even though Tomlin calls it a competition. We know it's really not. He promised the starting job to Wilson to get him to sign here for $1.2 million. I mean, this goes back to the age-old adages about losing your job to injury. He got behind the eight ball because of his calf problem.
But yet I still felt like that was overplayed by them specifically so they could get an extended look at Fields with no real intention to do anything other than fact-find there. That's still the sense I got from the thing.
Which fine. Okay, I get that. Like, maybe Tomlin's adjusted because he didn't give Kenny any first-team reps in training camp when he was a rookie and Mitch Trubisky was anointed the starter. So he's doing things a little different. But what that tells me is that he either doesn't think Russell Wilson really needs a lot of reps in a new offense to be good when the season starts, or he's thinking, the hell with that, I'm more interested in the long game. And honestly, when you're Mike Tomlin, you can be interested in the long game because there are no consequences for short-term failures. You know, like if he thought he had to win this year to save his job, if he didn't get a contract extension, I think he would have made Russell Wilson like the unquestioned starter in camp to get all those reps to get him best prepared for the season, no?
Or he would have, once he found out they could actually get Fields, just if he thought Fields was the actual better player, would have immediately said,
just gone with him.
Russ, sorry, things happen. It's the NFL. Yeah, about that. I fibbed. Are you mad?
Nothing was in writing.
We'll release you. Goodbye.
Let's get to our calls on this. 412-928-9370.
Do you think Mike misses Mason Rudolph right now?
You're just going to drop that on me?
Oh my God. Didn't he? I mean, it's preseason.
I heard he's
football.
In his own battle with old Malik Willis.
Didn't he lead them to like a game-winning drive or something?
I'm just going off what I read, Malzie.
He did.
Money Mace.
He did lead them to a game-winning drive, a field goal. But
still,
yes.
Tanner McKee led the Eagles to a game-winning drive, too, and he may be on the verge of a QB.
Now, I wasn't here on Friday, but they are running out of patience real quick with Kenneth Shane Pickett there.
Let's start with John in Pittsburgh. Hello, John.
Yeah, I was just going to say what you guys just said. Why are we talking about these guys when Mason Rudolph is the starlight of NFL highlights? Let's get real. He's outdoing the entire staff here in Pittsburgh by 5 or 6 times.
John, do you realize he's
that much better?
John, do you like calling in just breaking balls? Is that what you're doing here? Just to joke around? Is that what we're up to? Is that the point of this?
No, I'm telling you the truth. He's beating everybody in Pittsburgh.
John, it's
left
freaking preseason
right.
football.
Yeah,
and
is.
Kenny was 5 for 5 touchdowns and 5
it's
drives.
For a job. This is not you out in the backyard playing. This is somebody who wants to become a star, and he's doing it, and nobody in Pittsburgh else
can
do it.
Wait, you think Mason Rudolph is about to become a star?
Well, he had been a star. You know, he is the Johnny Unitas award winner. This is not a loser. This is a guy
Kenny
who is a very talented
quarterback. Was a finalist for the Heisman, John. Who cares about college football awards? Do you think Tim Tebow was
a
good pro
of
quarterback?
Care.
They do.
Gino Toretto won the Heisman Trophy.
Archie Griffin won 2 Heismans. Is he the best running back of all time? What the hell are we doing
Charlie Ward won the Heisman Trophy and went to play guard for the New York Knicks.
John, Mason Rudolph was throwing the ball to undrafted free agents in the fourth quarter. I'm happy for the guy, but come on, man. We're still
looking at stats and sit down.
It's August football.
Read the stats to everybody here.
I don't care about August
stats.
I just said that.
Read the stats to everybody here, and we'll all tell you there's nobody combined with your group here in Pittsburgh has the same number.
Your group can shove it up your ass, John. How about that for a take?
Oh, my God.
I don't care. I honestly don't. Like, I'm all for, you said it last week, that there was a part of you that thought Mason might be better, might be, than the quarterbacks
they
have.
I brought him up as a complete joke to you. I did not think the very first caller would give me a, you stole my thunder, this was a Mason Rudolph
call. What are
we
doing here? 412-928-9370. You want to follow up with John, who said, let's read preseason. You know, when we come back, I'm going to read every quarterback's preseason stats this year. Let's do that. Let's pull up all 90 quarterbacks that have played in the preseason. We'll see who the best quarterback is.
You should just do a 12-minute segment. Tanner McKee, 10 for 27.
Josh Dobbs lit it up for San Francisco last night. Let's bring the Rocket Man
Kenny
back.
Pickett, 26 for 33, 86 yards.
412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
The blitzer comes. Wide open up the middle for Rudolph. Slides at the 40. We wait for the flag. There it is. A first down run and 15 more coming. Braden Narveson already with a 59-yarder for the win. And he's got it.
There you go. That was for John in Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph scramble in the fourth quarter and then a long field goal, and Tennessee beats Seattle 16-15 in a preseason game.
Mason Rudolph, 10 for 17, 125 yards. That's a 58.8% completion percentage, 7.4 yards per attempt, and a touchdown.
It's preseason football. If you're going to call in and say that you think Mason Rudolph is better than Russell Wilson and Justin Fields based on what have you done for me lately in regular season games, I will listen to that. I will maybe even partially agree with that. But you are now going to be met with resistance from me when we overrate what happens with 2 minutes left in a preseason game. I can't do it anymore. Maybe, apparently, other people can.
You've turned over such a new leaf, though, that now you're preaching to a choir and telling them not to do this anymore. Like you're,
I'm reformed. It's like an addict. I'm here before you saying that I was living in sin. I was ruining my life. I was basing too many things on what we observed in August. And I'm now, as someone that is guilty of that and watched it ruin my professional life, I am...
Ruin your professional life? What has been ruined about your professional life?
Oh, credibility shot.
Really?
Oh, definitely.
With who?
With the hoi polloi.
Oh, and when has the hoi polloi mattered
to
you?
The hoi polloi means a lot. Hoi polloi drives ratings and revenue for us, Mulzy. I adore the hoi polloi.
Then why have you subjected them to your tweets all these years?
Well, I'm trying to win them back is what I'm doing here with this.
Interesting.
More level-headed.
Doesn't seem like it's working very well.
Well, apparently not with John in Pittsburgh. It's having the adverse effect where he's putting stock into what he sees at the end of a freaking preseason game.
I do think, all kidding aside, I do think there are certain things that you can take from these games and at least make mental notes of it, right?
Mason Rudolph dinking and dunking his way down the field in quarter of a preseason game is one of those?
No, it really isn't. I mean, I would say that in what have you done for me lately terms, he absolutely is the best of these three regular season-wise. The guy played three of the better games a quarterback has played in the regular. You can go look at passer rating matters and say he was good. But I'm saying if you're talking about Fields and Wilson, like in practical terms, I think what we can take away from that game Saturday, which I did not watch live, and then I tried to sit there with the dogs on the couch. Alex is in Nashville. She's not back till tonight, so it's like boys' weekend at the house, right? Kids were asleep. I said, I'm going to sit, and I'm going to watch this game. I'm not even going to speed through it on like the NFL Plus site. I'm going to sit and watch it with Bob and Charlie on the commentary. It was torturous, but what I did take away, what I did actually extrapolate was this. Neither guy in that very vanilla setting with a very bad offensive line, showed me anything different than what I knew about them coming in. Russ generally avoided the middle of the field, threw wide, tried to get rid of the ball pretty quick. Fields held the ball for a very long time on most of his snaps. When he had time, he overshot a guy, which has been the knock. It was a deep ball. Usually he hits those, but the accuracy has been questioned. And the ability to get the ball off in a pretty reasonable manner of time,
I don't know,
has been brought up.
Call me crazy, but if I'm going to try to find my next starting quarterback after I blew a first-round pick on one, I'm going to take my chances on a guy who for 10 years was an elite quarterback or a guy who was a first-round pick who has an elite skill over somebody that came on and helped me win games, three games at the end of the year.
Berge has tweeted us again. Another quarterback stat line. Boys, are you ready for this one? Chris Oladokun, 13 of 17, 184, 130.5 passer rating, and a touchdown.
What a bad job by the Steelers to let him walk then, according to John in Pittsburgh. Here's Lou in Uniontown. Hello, Lou.
Hey, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Good. Hello, Lou.
First of all, Mr. Pony, I don't know if you guys watch Game of Thrones or not, but if John from Pittsburgh was King's Landing, you were Drogon torching him, and I cracked up. I guffawed so loud. I'm glad I was the only one in the car.
I love a good guffaw, don't you, Moses?
Oh, a guffaw is one of the highest compliments you could be paid. He didn't laugh, he guffawed.
Straight from the belly, man. Straight from the belly. But as far as Wilson and Fields, like, the two things I really took away from this game was, one, the offensive line play. I don't care who you are. If you don't got nobody in front of you blocking, you're not going to do anything. And Russ was running for his life a lot. But the one play I do remember is that beauty he threw on the sideline.
The Pickens throw.
Yep.
That's Russ cooking. Okay, that's Russ cooking to me. I mean, when he got his feet set and he was prepared to throw, he delivered and he got robbed. I feel like Pickens got robbed on that catch.
So you're starting Wilson week one.
I'm starting Wilson week one, and the other one was Fields. Like you said, Mr. Mulsey, how you miss a guy wide open, nobody around you for like 15 yards. How do you miss that on your first play?
That's a practice ball.
On your first play, I can make that throw.
Donnie, thank you, Lou. Donnie, you said that you think a better receiver catches that ball. Explain that to us. In what way?
They keep running and don't stop.
I think the guy only jumped that high because he knew that the ball was horribly overthrown.
I think he did.
That was my take.
I did watch it and think.
The receiver absolutely screwed up a little bit. I mean, like, Fields absolutely can throw a better ball. But it's not like the receiver just ran this
Van
perfect,
Jefferson
pristine
catches that?
Route. I mean, maybe. A guy that just keeps running through the entire thing.
I think the guy on the team that's most likely to catch that ball is Pickens. But I do think the receiver stopped a little bit there. But it's still not a good ball. It doesn't excuse the throw, which could have been a lot better.
I think he pulled up on that because he knew that he was overthrown by like 20 yards. He just jumped for the hell
of it. He was overthrown by about 3 or 4 yards, and that is the gap in distance between, like, stutter-stepping a little bit and going full bore there.
He was overthrown, but, I mean, the play had no chance because the dude just stopped and hesitated at, like, the 10-yard line.
It's funny, I know Rudolph, I'm not trying to make Mason Rudolph a through line, but I was talking to Paul Alexander in the hall, and I said, and Paul was more bullish on Rudolph way back when, but I said, I came around on him, I thought he was one of the few quarterbacks that sitting for a while actually seemed to do him some good, like he got more comfortable with what he was seeing, he made the most of his chance. I'll stick by my guns here. I think Justin Fields needs to sit for most of a year. He just looks like somebody that needs to speed up his process when he's actually standing there in the pocket and make more decisive decisions, because he waits and it's like he's waiting for the guy to actually flash open rather than, it's the old classic pony, waiting for that rather than throwing to where he knows the player's supposed to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.